Sukkah has a lot of interesting halachot that I didn't know. I learn this every year, but it's always on dwelling in the sukkah. So, we have a mitzvah to dwell in an honorable way in the sukkah. Like, to treat it not just as another dwelling place, but to treat it with extra respect.
Ooh.
As a holy place where the Shekhinah dwells. How does that manifest itself? So the Gemara in Sukkah 28b says that you should have your nice chairs and your nice tables, your nice tablecloth,
and
nice clothes for Yom Tov in general, and your nice mattress.
Ooh.
So you have two mattresses. You should make it the best in general. A lot of people don't do that so much. They just, you know, have their sukkah, which is like the extra stuff. But no, actually, you're supposed to treat sukkah not only as your house, but as like a more honorable house.
That's interesting.
Another expression of that halacha is the Shulchan Aruch writes, you're not supposed to leave dirty dishes in a sukkah. That's disgusting. But the Panini Halacha distinguishes, he says, if it's cups, so that doesn't bother people as much. If it's like an ugly, dirty plate, that's not respectable, and you should immediately take it out of the sukkah right after the meal.
Mm.
Yeah. Similarly, by a pot. So he says, if it would be disrespectful to bring a pot to the table, so then you shouldn't put the pot in the table. But if it's kind of like us, where we always put a pot on the table, just for convenience, and that's not considered disrespectful, then that's fine. Make sense? So he gets into the nitty-gritty details of what's considered respectful and what's not. Okay. Also, you know, in general, it'd be better to have the real cups and not the plastic cups, but if you have fancy plastic cups, I guess that's a good thing too.
Hmm.
Okay. What about dirty shoes? It's certainly like dirty clothing you don't put in sukkah. Let's say at the end of the night I want to take off my shoes and go to bed. And you know, because that's okay. That you would do in your house, you would also just leave the shoes out. If you want to be strict, you can take the dirty shoes off. But that's okay. Okay, what about monopoly or risk? Is it a good thing or is it a bad thing to play monopoly or risk in the sukkah? What do you think?
Because it's just a game, it depends who's playing. If it's kids, it's just entertainment, not a problem. But if it's adults playing, maybe it's got more of a thing.
Maybe better to learn Torah. So the answer basically is it's fine. In fact, it's even a mitzvah. They do regular, normal things like playing Monopoly.
Oh, but I don't do that very regularly.
And backgammon, right? If you're the type of person that on the shop this afternoon will play Monopoly, it's better to play Monopoly in the sukkah than to do it in your house. If, on the other hand, in general, if you'd be spending time learning Torah, then that's a better thing to do.
Or shluffing,
fine. But it's not. That's the general question. But there's nothing inherently wrong with doing neutral things. Or, for example, taking a phone call. As long as you're not speaking Lashon Hara or anything inappropriate, it's a mitzvah to do things like taking a phone call in the sukkah because it shows that it's your house.
Mm.
You don't have to, but it's a mitzvah.
Mm.
Make sense?
What about that light that Mecca wants to put up? The long one.
Putting a light? What's the problem with the light?
The long one.
Why is that a problem?
Well, because it's more than two tefach.
Ah, so if it's close to the top of the thing, less than four tefachim away, then it's not considered a chatzitza and it's okay.
Okay,
a few more halachot. When you...
So then I had another question, because I was thinking, you know, if we, with the leaves and stuff that we've got now, if we put, like, sheets, but then you might see the
That's
stuff.
A problem.
What about a net?
If it's not made from earth, from trees, it's possible for schach and a little possible here.
But it's not for schach, because the schach is above it. To put a net under it to catch all the stuff, the leaves falling down.
I think it would be a problem, because that becomes...
The new reef.
At least l'chachila, I think it'll be a problem because that becomes the new roof. Yeah, so I think it's a problem. Okay, what else? On the first night of Sukkot, you're supposed to have a specific kavana. I'm doing this as a mitzvah of Hashem to remember the Ananiya Kavod, the clouds of glory. And also, you could talk about the Kibasuka Toshavti, the booth of Bnei Yisrael. And you're supposed to have that kavana because the Torah specifically says you should have kavana.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, it's good to have that kavana, but especially the first night, you should have that kavana.
Cool.
Yeah. The first night is the most important night of eating in the sukkah. The Gemara learns that out from Pesach. But there's an obligation to have a kazayis of bread at Sukkot, on the first night of Sukkot. So normally it's fine, and you just need to make sure you eat it, just like matzah, within 6 or 7 minutes, you have a kazayis worth of bread.
No, I'm very good at eating bread.
You're fine. Now what happens when it rains? It's not a good sign on Sukkot when it rains in the first night. So the halacha is, you have to wait. Because if it's raining hard...
So you can't bear it anymore.
So no, wait, watch it. If it's uncomfortable, so then you have to leave the sukkah. Because you're patur from sitting in the sukkah.
Mm-hmm.
But how long do you have to wait? So on a normal night, you don't have to wait at all. If it's annoying, if you want to wait, good, but you could just move on with your life.
Mm-hmm.
But on the first night, since it's an obligation to wait, you should wait 1 to 2 hours. If you can, at least do a kiddush. And, you know, at least before chatzot, try to eat your meal in the sukkah.
What if you can go out, let the rain come down, and then go back in?
It's fine.
Because that's what happens in South Africa.
Yeah, so that's
the
fine.
Rain comes.
And you leave, and,
yeah,
and you don't have to wait on a normal night, but if you wait, it's a good thing. Okay? Okay, one more halakha. 1 second. Panini halakha. Okay. So, in general, you're allowed to have snacks outside of the sukkah.
Mm,
but some are machmir.
Chabad
Rebbe
didn't even do that.
Right, like Chabadnik and Ramachmir, and others not to drink any water or any snacks. But that's a stringency.
Mm.
Technically,
yeah, they don't sleep in the sukkah because I think.
Well, that's a whole different question of why Chabadnik and don't sleep in the sukkah. That's, you know, a whole different shiur. But they're Machmir about eating, but that's a stringency. So what do you have to know? If you're eating a set meal, your mom is eating for satisfaction. So then that counts as a set meal, and you have to say Leche Basuka no matter what you're eating. But since there are opinions that you need to do it with bread or mizonos or maybe wine, probably better in that case just to get out of the suffix with like bread. But Panini Alacha says if you're eating a meal, even if it's a salad or millions, he says cheater. If you're really eating a lot of ice cream, and you're going to be that's your dinner, then probably even that, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's what I used to do. Like,
just eat a lot of ice cream.
2 liters.
Shem should bless your heart. Now what about the opposite situation? Cookies. If you have less than a beitza, then it's considered a snack. But if you have more than a beitza's worth, then it's considered something which is maspia. And you should say Elisha Basuka on it. And finally, wine is also machlokas. But there's an opinion that says if it's a revius of wine or any alcohol, a significant amount, and you're drinking together, that's a meal, and you should say Elisha. So you get out of it, you have a piece of date or one of seven fruits of Israel or mizonos.
Huh.
So at the Shem. So that's, you know, that's some good halachas to know. Say the leishev, say the mizonos.
But this was,
And the main idea is that we're sanctifying eating and sleeping and making it a mitzvah by doing the mitzvah.